I have something crazy to start this podcast.
What is this? Podcast 71? Podcast? You're starting podcast 71 this crazy?
Yes.
You have some nerve, my friend.
Try to stop me.
You have
try.
Some. Yep.
Try to stop me.
Nope, can't stop me. I was ready to leap over the table.
Nope, can't stop me.
But I'm afraid to break something.
So we're going into animals attacking you.
Oh.
Yep, that's my...
Another?
That's what this podcast is going to
okay.
be about. Which animal attack is more fatal based on stats?
Oh, are you ready?
Fatal. A grizzly bear or alligators?
Now, I thought the grizzly bear was more aggressive than the polar bear, and it's not.
It's not.
It's not. Polar bear's deadliest animal.
One of the deadliest animals.
One of them. But, now, with alligator, you said?
Grizzly or alligator?
I'm going to go grizzly. Oh, wait, no.
Which one's more fatal?
Now, what does fatal mean? What's the definition?
It'll kill you.
It'll kill you?
Yeah.
Like bears don't kill a lot of people. I'm going alligator.
You're correct. Grizzly bears a 10% fatality rate. Alligators 11.1%.
Oh, it's close. That was a close battle.
So I could get out of there alive.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying.
Do we?
That's the rumor.
Do we?
Rhinos or killer whales?
What movie?
Semi-pro.
Nice.
Rhinos or killer whales?
Killer whales, I think, are deadly and fatal to people. Fish. And seals.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think
it's what they eat.
But I don't think it's so much in terms of the human.
Okay.
What's the other one?
Rhinos.
Oh, but rhinos aren't either.
It's not like, no, it's like if you come in contact with this animal, will you die? That's what this means.
Okay.
You will probably die either way.
So it's the killer whale.
What's your answer?
It's killer whale. It's the deadliest animal on the planet.
You're wrong.
No, that's just not right.
Killer whale has a 15% fatality rate. Rhinos, 21.5%.
The orca. You don't know the orca.
The orcas are deadly.
They're insane.
I know.
They kill sharks.
I know. Polar bears or great white sharks?
I don't think sharks are that deadly.
What?
So if you come into contact, that's what stat we're basing this on?
It's a fatality rate.
Yeah. Like an attack happens.
Yeah.
You're not surviving the polar bear. Polar bear. Easy.
You're correct. 27.4% fatality rate for the polar bear, 22% for great white sharks.
You just don't realize how big the polar bear is.
I know.
Because I've never seen one. Yeah, they're tall.
They use the size.
There's one on the New York Mets. His name's Pete Alonso.
Gorillas or hippos?
Hmm.
Now, gorilla is the last thing I want to see in the wild.
But hungry, hungry hippo.
Hungry, hungry
hippo.
I played that the other day in a bar.
Did you?
Yeah.
And a bar?
Wicked Wolf.
Really?
I played Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Well, that's fun.
I know, it's fun.
I'm going to go...
It's actually kind of a boring game. But gorillas have the thumbs!
Yeah. No, gorillas. Gorillas are strong, man. They're.
I think they're both strong.
No, but gorillas bench press like a ton.
You're correct. Or you're incorrect, sorry.
Oh, what? You just tease me like that?
Gorillas have a 30% fatality rate. Hippos have 55%.
55 is high.
Hippos are fast.
I guess they are fast. Good defensive lineman on a football team.
Yeah, probably. Elephants or black mambas?
Black mamba's the snake.
Black mamba's the snake.
Ooh.
What?
The snake?
The snake.
The snake.
Yeah, black mamba's
black mamba's the snake. What was the first one?
Elephants.
Elephants don't do anything. They're not dangerous.
But if they attack you?
You got nothing to worry about.
They'll sit on you.
I know they're big. They'll sit on you? What, are they going to hit me with their trunk?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that at all. Give me the other one. Black mamba.
You're correct. Black mambas are a 99% fatality rate. And elephants are 67.7%.
Okay.
Chimpanzees or tigers?
Chimps or tigers?
Chimps.
Chimps.
Chimps
are
confident.
They're dirty people.
They're
not
monkeys.
People. They're animals.
They're definitely not people.
They're close
to people.
They're one of the most vicious, and they're one of the most athletic animals.
Athletic?
Yeah.
What are they, going to the combine, and they're running the 40-yard dash?
Let me have this one, please.
You're correct. Chimpanzees are 19% fatality rate. Tigers are 11.9%.
They, dismember their own family.
Yeah, that's a little aggressive.
It's crazy.
I would not like to be a chimpanzee.
Is that it? You got it? That's done?
Yeah. Well, that's Podcast 71.
Podcast 71.
That's it.
By the time this podcast releases, I will still be in Spain.
You will still be in Spain. Because I'm actually moving to Spain.
No, I'm not moving to Spain. I'm actually not here right now, technically. Like, I'm here, but not in the video.
I'm the one in the live chat. If there's anybody in the live chat, I'm live chatting with you.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of cool stuff happening. When I get back in a few days from when this podcast airs, it's full-fledged makeshift.
Full-fledged makeshift.
Floor to the floor.
It's both.
Gas on the pedal. on the pedal.
We're doing
foot on the pedal makeshift. We're doing it full time.
That's what we're doing.
And we got a lot of exciting stuff to come out, including multiple videos outside of the shorts.
Yeah, we're going to be doing videos outside of this studio. We're going to be doing like golfing videos, basketball videos, man on the street videos, everything you could think of.
Tier lists.
And then we're doing tier lists in the studio. We're going to be doing a bunch of games for long form. So that's going to be fun.
Stuff you haven't seen in the short form, it'll reach the long form. And you know what? You're going to have fun watching it. So if you haven't, go check it out. Go check out our YouTube channel if you're listening on audio.
Yeah.
And if you're watching on YouTube, you're looking at us right now.
Yeah, what a guy you are.
Huh? Okay.
Or girl. Or don't want to.
Speaking of speaking of being looked at, you ever just want to give someone one of these?
No.
A nice knuckle sandwich?
I guess maybe.
Like a celebrity. Like you look at them and you're just like, I want to punch them in the face.
Like who?
Like these top five celebrities with the most punchable faces.
Okay.
All right. I want you to guess them. Guess the top five celebrities with the most punchable faces. Now, these are people who you just see them and you
Kanye West.
Kanye West is not on there. He doesn't have a punchable face.
A lot of people
want
to punch
people
Kanye
People want
West.
To punch him, but it's different than having a punchable face.
All right, let me
these
think
people
some...
are like punching bags. You just want
to... That doesn't make any sense to me.
It does. I don't know if you're going to get
Nicolas Cage.
Not Nicolas Cage. You want to punch Nicolas Cage?
I don't want to punch him. His face is like just molded like that.
No,
I think
of some people that are not liked as much. And then
Logan Paul.
Not Logan
Jake Paul.
Not Jake Paul. Those two are...
Donald Trump.
Not Donald Trump.
Joe Biden.
Not Joe Biden.
Barack Obama.
Not Barack Obama. Oh, Adam.
Adam Fox's head fell off last podcast.
Oh, it's horrible.
There we go.
Horrible.
It's a little off-centered.
Think in the music industry.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is number two on this list.
I don't want to punch you,
when
Justin.
You just see him. You want to
really
punch him a little.
I think he seems like a nice guy.
He does seem like a nice guy now, but I think he used to be really punchable.
Oh, he's grown out of it.
He's grown out a little bit.
As we stick him in the music.
There's another
industry?
One in the music industry, and your mom's a big
Are these
fan.
All guys? I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Your mom's a big fan.
Pitbull.
Pitbull is number four. Mr. Worldwide. Who's punching Mr. 305?
I disagree with that.
Right?
Pitbull seems like a very likable guy.
But he does kind of have that face that you just want to...
Is it because he's bald? Are you being baldest?
Do you want to punch me in the face? Apparently I'm punchable in the face.
You're not bald.
I know.
You're balding.
I'm balding.
There's a difference.
Okay, moving on. That's number four. All right. You need one, three, and five. Two of them are on shows. They're like they're characters in shows or actors.
Like popular shows?
Popular shows. One's like a sitcom. It's on TBS all the time. It's like nerdy.
Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
I don't know his name, but that guy.
Sheldon.
For
the Big Bang Theory. So Jim Parsons, you see his face
that,
and you just want to punch him.
That one's accurate.
See, that one makes sense.
That one's accurate.
You just, I hate the Young Sheldon show. What's with that? What's going on there? It's popular.
I've never watched either.
Really?
I don't want to watch it.
Okay.
I've seen like an episode maybe.
The number one is from your like one of your favorite shows.
Peaky Blinders?
No, not Peaky
Ozark?
Blinders. No. It's one that I haven't seen.
Lost?
No. I haven't seen it. That's one of the most popular shows and I haven't seen.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, have you
That's
seen
That's not one of my favorite shows. You've said that multiple times and I've said it's not one of my favorite shows at all.
No,
I was like, okay.
Have you seen it though?
Yeah, I've seen most of it.
So who's the most punchable character in that?
I don't even know like people in it. Is it the dwarf?
I don't know. It's not the dwarf. What, you punching dwarfs?
No, that guy's an animal, actually.
He is an animal.
He's a dog.
No, it's Jack Gleason. He plays the lead villain in the show. Brian, if you see him, you'd want to punch him. Look him up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Oh, he plays the Penguin.
Does he?
In Batman, I think.
Wait, no. Does he?
I think he does.
Really?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, cool.
He's in Batman Begins.
Oh, look at you. See?
He just looks like a penguin. Penguins
are kind of punchable.
Penguin.
I don't know. You're never going to get number three, so I'm just going to tell you. It's Perez Hilton.
I know who that is. He's a press guy.
Yeah, he's a press guy. Very punchable guy as well.
That guy.
If we missed anyone, let us know. I'd love to know which celebrities
Who do you guys think is punchable? Who has the most punchable face in Hollywood? What celebrity has the most punchable face?
I want to go along the lines and say a Justin Bieber.
What is with you and Justin Bieber?
I'm sorry.
Seems like a nice guy.
Justin Bieber? I don't know. Who else?
Dylan Brooks?
He does have a...
I think that's just the personality around him too. James Harden.
I don't count that as like... James Harden's celebrity. Not Dylan
a non-athlete?
Brooks, yeah, non-athlete.
Nothing against James and Dylan.
Do you think Pitbull has a punchable face?
No, I don't think Pitbull has a punchable face. I don't think Pitbull has a punchable face. I'm trying to think of other people that I would like.
Will Ferrell?
I don't want to punch anybody. No, never.
As Brendan Huff and Step Brothers, though, they want to punch him in the face.
I don't want to punch him in the face.
He's got to change that face.
I love that guy. You got to change that face you're making.
Oh, that's Anchorman, yeah.
Who else has a punchable face? I don't know. Let's move on.
Stop hitting the table so hard. Poor Adam Fox over here.
Hope he scores a goal tonight.
Well done.
We're good. Thank you. All right. Okay. Let's just totally switch up the vibe.
Okay.
Let's totally switch up the vibe. Let's just go for it. Let's talk about partying.
Okay.
I like to party.
I like to party.
I like we party.
A little bit.
We party a little.
I definitely slowed down in my days.
We party a little.
We party a little.
Party a little. What's more likely to happen at a party? So we got some party stats.
Okay.
We're partying.
Dance.
Overspending on drinks or falling asleep in a bathtub.
In a bathtub?
Yeah, you know that's like the drunk like classic.
It is the drunk classic, but it's not. It's.
I feel like bathtubs are more uncommon these days, to be honest.
They are. They're just not around. A lot of people have the standing shower.
I go standing.
What was the first one?
Overspending on drinks.
Overspending on drinks. I feel like every single time I go out to the bar with my friends, one of my friends overspends on drinks.
I usually do.
It's usually you.
Yeah, I usually do.
You are the victim.
Falling asleep in a bathtub is 1 in 34 probability, and overspending on drinks is 1 in 42.
That's unbelievable.
I disagree with that completely.
I don't agree with it.
Overspending on drinks happens way more often, I feel.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to check myself.
Maybe it's you. Maybe it's others.
I wreck myself.
It could be anyone.
Getting in a fight or getting robbed?
Why do you look at me like that? A lot of punching in the face.
You love getting in fights.
I don't love getting in
yes,
fights.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You've gotten into fights 100% more of the time than I have.
When you put it that way.
Yeah, you love fighting.
I'm going to say getting into fights. I think there's a lot of disagreements that happen at bars. There's a lot of disagreements that happen among friends.
You're not wrong.
And the drama starts hitting when the alcohol hits.
The drama.
You're not going to get robbed majority of the time.
Getting in a fight is 1 in 12.2. Getting robbed is 1 in 76 probability. Playing beer pong or getting a hangover?
Getting a now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Now we're in the deep metrics.
Comparability. Deep metrics. Watch your hands there.
Why? Because Adam?
Yep.
You were looking out for Adam?
Yeah.
What are we thinking? You hate beer pong.
You hate drinking games.
Yeah. Well, beer pong's
fine. You hate
fine.
Games in general.
No, I hate dumb games.
All right. everything that we play on this podcast?
Hey. No.
They're dumb games.
Oh, they are. That's what we make a living doing.
Yeah. Literally.
Beer pong's just played at so many places. Let's go beer pong.
You're incorrect. Oh. Playing beer pong is 1 in 2.4. Getting hangovers 1 in 1. Just always happens.
That just always happens. Oh, just it's 1 in 1. It just always, happens. I don't know if that's completely accurate, but okay.
We'll roll with it. Some portion of a hangover, I feel like it always happens.
Fair.
If you're drinking.
Very fair.
Europe, Asia.
Well, I have another what's more likely to happen, so let's stick with it. Let's go with it. I got two for you.
Let's just hammer this.
I got two for you.
Hammer it home.
What's more likely to happen? Getting your car stolen or living to 100?
Oh, what? I feel like this is a stupid question. I feel like living to 100 doesn't happen that often.
I don't know.
You do.
Well, I do know.
You do know. You're not telling me.
What do they call them? Centennials?
Centennials? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I know a current person that's over 100 years. I'm saying getting your car jacked.
Getting your car stolen is higher. It's 0.3%. But living to 100 is less than 0.1%. So it's really only like a 0.2% difference.
0.3% chance of your car getting stolen?
Think how many people do you know that got your car stolen?
I guess you're right.
I don't know anyone.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Getting into Harvard or losing something in the mail. So you just send something in the mail that just doesn't make it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I actually do know somebody that went to Harvard.
I've lost something in the mail before.
I've lost something in the mail before too. So at that statistic, that's 2 compared to 1.
Okay,
we're going. Getting lost in the mail is more likely.
Getting lost in the mail is more likely. It's about 4%. Getting into Harvard, 3.2%.
That's higher than I thought.
It's of applicants, so only accepting like 3.2%.
So if I applied,
yeah,
I would have a 3.2% chance of getting in.
It's not looking great. So. Little bit darker. Death by drowning or death by poisoning?
A little bit darker.
It's a little bit darker. It's fine. Little bit. It's just a tiny bit.
Drowning or poison? I would definitely say drowning. Riptides, they're scary. That's a scary animal out there.
You're going to go drowning?
Yes.
Death by poisoning. Death by poisoning is 1 in 1,400.
So,
and death by drowning is 1 in 7,683.
I guess poisoning is different. because I thought like on purpose poisoning. That's like a murder.
I think it is. I don't know.
Interesting.
Interesting. That's sort of over the course of a lifetime, those ones.
Very interesting.
Okay. I got another one for you, though.
Let's do it.
What are you more likely to have? Have dark hair or have brown eyes?
Whew. Well, you have dark hair and brown eyes.
And brown eyes. So I have both.
So I'm going to say, ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good
one. I'm going to say it's more common to have, ooh, there's not a lot of brown, there's not a lot of light-haired people out there. I used to be really blonde. Now
you
I'm
used
just
to be
not.
More blonde.
Now it's dark, dark hair.
Do you count that as dark?
I don't know.
I don't think
this
I do.
This is as dark as it gets.
Okay. Yeah, we're in the middle of winter.
I'm going to say brown eyes is more common.
Okay, you'd be wrong.
Damn
having
it.
Dark hair is more common, 84%. Having brown eyes is 71%.
Wow, interesting.
I guess it's as it happen or have, whatever. Be over 6 feet tall or be left-handed?
Well, I know, I think I know at least, that being left-handed is like an 11% chance. And I think that there's more than 11% of people out there over 6 feet.
I'm over 6 feet tall.
Me too.
I'm tall.
Same.
Are you? What are you, 6'1"?
6'1".
Wow.
What are you, 6'3"?
6'4".
6'3".
6'4".
Let's measure you.
I'll measure myself
live
right
on
now.
The podcast.
You want to do it right now? I'll do it.
I do. I actually
the tape measure's right here. It's on that thing right here.
I want to do it.
Doubting me, like you, yeah, you're just doubting me. Where are we doing it? On your side?
Stand up straight, Seth. No tippy toes. Watch that head. Let's keep it straight.
It's here,
buddy. Okay, you can move.
Thank you.
No, it's the bottom of the phone. You're 6'3.5".
No.
Yes. No. You're not giving yourself a whole nother phone.
You didn't do that.
It's 6'3.5".
You didn't do it right.
I measured you 4 times, and it's never been 6'4".
You didn't do it right. I didn't stretch. I didn't stretch at all. You wake up in the morning, that's when you're tallest.
Yeah, but it's not your tallest
It's 9
height.
O'clock.
It's
9
your
o'clock.
Height.
It's 9 o'clock.
It's not your tallest height. It's not your height.
Can you relax a little
I
bit?
I am relaxed. You're the one doubting.
Can you relax?
You're doubting a tape measure 4 times.
It's not right.
Okay.
You're not measuring
okay,
something.
You're
pointing the
angry.
Phone down.
You're a little angry.
All right.
It's okay.
As we were saying.
Are you okay to go on?
Did you even guess?
No, I don't know. What were we talking
over
about?
Over 6 feet tall or left-handed?
Over 6 feet tall.
It's over more, 6 feet likely? Tall is more likely. 15% yeah. chance. Being left-handed is only a 9% chance.
Oh, I thought it was 11% chance.
To be able to do a split or do a cartwheel?
Cartwheel. I could like kind of do a cartwheel. I think splits are way less common.
You disagree? Splits are more common. 1 in 30. Cartwheel is 1 in 37.
That's, I don't believe that.
Isn't that crazy?
Just like you don't believe the tape measure?
Listen,
I don't believe that.
Listen. You zoom this back in.
Yeah.
We're all good. We're square on my face. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
Damn. You're just not measuring right.
All right. Let's talk about more likely again. Let's just make this the more likely podcast.
Okay.
What's more likely to cause human extinction?
Adam Fox's head is just severed.
Oh, damn, it's bad.
It's just off.
Adam extinction.
Why don't we give him a break? Why don't we give him a break?
Yeah, we're going to give him a break.
Just sideline him. Yeah. Oh, Steve.
Oh, that's a mess.
Okay.
What's more likely to cause human extinction? A mega tsunami or a super volcanic eruption?
Mega tsunamis horrifying.
Both of them are horrifying.
Super volcanic eruptions cause tsunamis. I'm a scientist.
Actually?
An eruption of a volcano or an earthquake can cause.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go based off the lava
geology.
Or the.
I took geology. It's going to be the tsunami, easily.
You're incorrect.
Really?
Mega tsunami. He took geology. Mega tsunami is 1 in 475K. Supervolcanic eruption is 1 in 2.25K.
Yeah, not likely to happen.
I think the volcanoes are due.
I still don't want to go next to volcanoes. I'm not about that life.
I've
I've seen too many documentaries.
Really, yeah, we watched a really dark one once. Bad. A zombie apocalypse or an alien invasion?
Alien invasion.
And we broke down the stats here. I didn't. Somebody did.
I'm going to say alien invasion's more likely because I don't think zombies are real.
I don't think.
And we know aliens are.
Oh, we know aliens are?
We know,
are?
Statistically. Infinite universes. Look it up.
The
universe is continuously expanding.
Or are we just
expanding.
Alone?
We're not alone. We're not alone. The amount of Earth-like situations.
Are you in denial?
No, I'm not
because
in denial.
You'd be too sad to be alone?
You don't understand. You don't get it. You don't get an A in
zombie astronomy. Apocalypse is less likely. You're correct. 1 in 790K. Alien invasion is 1 in 500,000.
Cool.
So you're right.
I like it.
World War III or an asteroid collision?
World War III.
Yeah?
Yeah, asteroid collision, it ranges.
Does it?
I've given you something previous. It ranges. It does.
It's what, like, does it range from?
Like 1 in 3,000 to 1 in 250,000.
Okay, pretty close. You're correct. World War III is a 1 in 345 chance. Asteroid collision is 1 in 300,000.
Yeah. See, it ranges.
It ranges.
Told you it ranges. Close. Told you it ranges.
Close.
Very cool. Very cool.
Very cool. Very cool. That's okay. Your go-to.
I like it.
You always say very cool. Very,
very
cool.
Very cool. Nice. Nice. Very good. Very good. I'm gonna jump the gun. I'm going a different route.
Do it.
So I've prepared a few things here that I have multiple different options for you, and you're gonna tell me which one you're gonna take.
Okay.
You're gonna take the red
pill. Deciding my fate.
Or the blue pill.
Let's do it.
You're taking one of the two pills.
Let's do it.
Are you taking the red pill or the blue pill? Video game edition.
Okay.
The red pill is Zelda, Spyro, Super Mario, and Tomb Raider. The blue pill is Pokemon, Crash Bandicoot, Sonic, and Street Fighter.
Now, what do you think I'm going to take here?
I want your full breakdown. Well, okay, here's what I think. You love Crash Bandicoot.
I do like.
It's a go-to. I like a go-to Crash for you. Bandicoot. But I don't think you're a big Street Fighter guy. But Pokemon. I think the two on the right for the blue pill.
I have my answer.
You have the answer?
It's, I have my in. Answer. It's that easy for me.
Are you going to take the red pill?
I'm asking you. I just did an Uno reverse, and I want to see what you think I would guess. I want you to guess what I'm going to pick.
I think you're going to take the blue pill, because Pokemon and Crash Bandicoot, and you do like Sonic. Street Fighter, I don't think you care for, but it's a great arcade game.
Final answer?
That's where I'm going. Final answer.
You're correct. Yeah, Pokemon's a classic. I play Pokemon on my Game Boy, and now on my I play it on my Nintendo Switch. Love Pokemon.
You play on the Switch now?
Yeah.
Oh,
I do. It's like an airplane game for me. I love it. It's so fun. Crash Bandicoot, fantastic game. It's the OG Mario Kart, basically. Or I guess just a different version, because Mario Kart came first, I think.
They have different game styles. Crash Bandicoot's not just the carts, though.
Yeah.
Because you can have like, it's almost like Subway Surfers. They have like the three.
Well, I'm taking Pokemon. It's Pokemon, Crash Bandicoot. I love Sonic. I used to play Sonic a lot. Street Fighter, I like. I like Mortal Kombat better, but I'll accept Street Fighter. And then Zelda, I never really played. Did you?
Yep, I didn't play it, but it's one of the greatest games of all time.
Yeah, I never really played it, though. Spyro, I played. Good game.
I played great.
Very game. Good game. Super Mario, obviously.
Classic.
Does that include all the games?
I think it's like the Super Mario 64 and like the
it's
other.
It's just like the main games.
And yeah. And well, okay. That logo specifically is from Super Mario 64.
And then Tomb Raider, get out of here.
Tomb Raider.
What do we need Tomb Raider for?
Lara Croft.
That's the movie.
Oh. Is that not also the game?
I think the game is animated.
I thought the game was based off the movie.
I don't know. I've never played it.
That's fair.
But Pokemon and Sonic and Crash? Oh my God. Yeah.
It's a killer lineup. It's a killer lineup. Okay. Go to the next one.
If you put Spyro on that team.
That's a whole.
Or Mario on that team.
Forget it.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Are you taking the red pill or the blue pill? Athlete edition. The red pill is Bo Jackson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Cristiano Ronaldo. The blue pill is LeBron James, Michael Phelps, Lionel Messi, and Serena Williams. I threw in Serena.
I have my answer right off the bat.
Yeah, it's
too easy for me.
You really think so?
Yes, I know so.
You know so?
Yeah, 100%.
I think you're going to take the blue pill.
You think I'm going to take the blue pill?
Yeah, but I thought it'd be more of a debate.
I don't think it's a debate.
But you know.
I don't think it's a debate.
Okay.
I'm taking the blue pill.
The blue pill.
I'm taking the blue pill.
Why though?
Because you have three people, maybe four, that are undebatably the GOAT in their sport. Serena Williams, 100%. Lionel Messi, 99.9%. Michael Phelps, 100%. LeBron James, 70%.
So LeBron and Michael Jordan,
I'd say they cancel out.
They cancel out.
I would say they cancel out. And then you got, like, Kobe Bryant wasn't the best. Ronaldo isn't the best. Bo Jackson isn't the best. He's just a two-sport athlete, which is extremely impressive. But I think that blue pill is overpowered there.
You ready? I'm changing it on the spot.
You're changing it on
Kobe's,
the spot?
Kobe's being replaced by Tom Brady.
Okay, so that changes it completely.
I just changed the pill. This is the yellow pill.
Oh, there's a yellow pill?
I don't know. We're making up pills.
Blue pill.
You're still taking the blue pill?
Blue pill still.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still taking the blue pill.
All right. I think that's fair.
I'm still taking the blue pill.
All right, we got one more. One more for you.
Let's do it.
International food. The red pill is Greek food, Mexican food, Thai food, and Indian food. The blue pill is Chinese, Italian, American, and Spanish. Now, I put this on purpose. I put some of your favorite foods on each side.
Okay, yeah, I like this.
I did it for you.
I love Mexican food.
This might be the biggest debate of them all.
I love Mexican food. I love Greek food. Thai food is really good. I've never really dabbled with Indian food, but I've heard it's great. Chinese food, classic. Italian food, probably the best. American food, I love myself some barbecue.
Yeah, you do.
I love it. I love it.
But is American food that good?
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Okay.
Does that count all like the American like snacks?
No.
Okay. Cornbread.
And then Spanish from Spain.
Spanish
food. You've never had paella.
I've never had paella.
You've never had paella.
You can't have it. No.
I can't have it.
You can't. You've never had it either. This is actually tough.
Yeah, no.
Because I really love Mexican food.
I did a lot of swapping around on this one to make it tough on you.
Me, you like Italian food way more than I do. I eat a lot less of it.
Yeah.
Mexican food, I love.
My mom learned how to cook Italian food and cooked it for us growing up all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm secondhand Italian.
Me
food,
too.
Food eater. Well, yeah, of course we are.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Which pill are you taking? Tell me the pill. Which pill do you want? I have. Which one do you
want? I'm going red pill.
You're taking the red pill.
You know, immediately I thought blue pill because Chinese, Italian, American. I'm going blue pill.
You're taking yeah.
I just said it out loud and it made me feel. I tasted it all.
Why don't you say the other one again out loud?
No, I'm taking blue.
Okay, that works.
Greek, Mexican, Thai. No, I'm taking the blue pill.
Okay, take it.
The Mexican food almost swayed me though. But Spanish food, I feel like, is a close similarity. Not really, but like kind of.
I respect your opinion.
Thanks, Zach.
Of course.
All right, so we're talking about worldwide stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, we are.
I have like a little risky business one.
Let's hear it.
Guess the average body count by country.
Oh.
You ready?
Oh, God.
You ready?
Okay.
Do you not want to include this in
the
pod?
No, it's fine. We can do it. You know what? We're doing it.
We're doing it. We're running it live. USA.
Average body count.
How many partners have they been with?
I don't know what's a lot and what's not a lot.
You don't?
I mean, maybe I could.
Well, this is average.
Yeah.
I feel like USA is the easiest one for us to guess because we have a lot of friends in the USA.
But this is male and female.
It's average body count. How many partners have they been with?
20.
That's way too high.
Way too high?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
10.9 partners.
I guess.
I think that makes sense.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out numbers.
What about Italy? What do you think goes on in Italy?
I don't think they're as festive.
Festive? I was going to say active.
What about 7?
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm asking you if my guess of 7 is correct.
You're guessing 7.
Yes.
You're incorrect.
Oh,
Italy's higher than USA. 11.9 partners.
Oh.
They get around.
It's a love shack. Oh, love shack.
Who's that by?
I don't know.
B-52s. What about Australia?
Oh, they get down and dirty.
You think?
What is this?
I was fixing my leg. It hurt.
What about Australia?
What about Australia?
Down under.
It's higher. 13.9.
Wow!
Did I hit it?
Spot on.
Really?
No. 13.3, though. Ooh. Pretty damn close. You're Australia.
You think I'm excited? No,
Stevie boy.
Down and dirty, and they like to have fun.
And they like Vegemite.
On their sandwiches.
Yes.
Vegemite.
United Kingdom.
UK is going to be lower. They're sophisticated over there.
What about Love? Have you ever watched Love Island?
I have.
Those people are wild.
They are wild.
They get around.
But they come from all over the world to be in it.
But most of them are
UK.
British.
8.
The Brits.
8. On the dot. On the dot 8.
You're incorrect. It's 9.8 partners.
See, it's low.
That's low?
It's compared to the other averages we just did that isn't going to be in this clip. Yes.
What about Mexico?
Mexico?
It's hot down there.
What?
What?
Feisty.
Are they? Are they?
14.
14.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all those people down there.
You think they get around?
They're like the most dangerous country in the world.
No.
Yes.
No.
They have the most dangerous cities. I'm telling you. They have like 4 of the top 10.
Well, you're incorrect. You guessed 14?
Yeah.
Mexico is 8.5 partners.
Oh.
What about India?
India? They're making people all the time.
Oh my God.
They're generating new humans all the time.
Is that what you're going with? Yeah.
But that means that they're loyal.
That does mean they're loyal. Pumping out.
Let's go with 6.
6?
Yeah.
You're incorrect, but you're close. 3 partners.
3.
3.
You know a lot of arranged marriages and stuff.
Yes. That's exactly what I thought of.
Yeah. It has to. That makes sense.
It has to.
Where do I want to go? Mr. Podcast, man, which way do we want to go? I'm going back to a series that we've done in the past.
Yeah, let's do it.
We love our countries. We love our countries. We
do. This is the international podcast now.
Can you name 10 countries that start with the letter S? We're going back. We're throwing it back. We're taking it.
Let me just...
Now, there's a lot of countries that start with S.
And 10, you think I could get 10, or you think that's a challenge?
My guess is 10, but it's going to be pushing you a little bit.
Okay. It's going to be pushing me.
A little bit.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Spain.
Spain is one of them.
Syria.
Syria is another one.
That's Saudi two. Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is 3. Very well done. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Where is it?
S-A-U. Okay.
I'm going into Africa.
You got
3. Senegal.
Senegal is 4. I didn't expect you to say that one this early.
Really? Interesting, 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 interesting. Let me think here. South Korea.
South Korea is another one. That's very good. Wait, okay. Wait. Checking the sources.
Oh, you know why?
I don't think it counts.
You know why? Because they don't count North Korea as a country, so it's just Korea.
It's just Korea.
It is called South Korea, but...
Not on the list.
That doesn't count.
Brian, it's not on the list.
Oh my God, relax. What about...
That's one strike.
It is South Korea. What I just thought of one and it just lost me. Slovakia?
Slovakia, because you have some Slovakian in you, don't you?
Czechoslovakian.
That is... Your 5th one. You need combo. 5 more. You're halfway there.
All right. Sweden.
Sweden.
I've been there.
Sweden is definitely one. That's number 6.
Brian has been there.
Brian's been there. Shout out Sweden.
Shout out Sweden. Shout out Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Let's think. I don't think Scotland is a country. I think it's a part of United Kingdom.
Let's check the replay. I don't have it.
Okay. Good. Slovenia?
Slovenia.
Slovenia?
Slovenia.
Slovenia?
Slovenia?
I think it's Slovenia.
Slovenia.
That's your 7th one. No? Yes, that's your 7th one. All okay, right. You're cool, doing pretty cool. Good here. You I need like 3 it. More.
All right.
Wait, 8, 9, and 10. Yes. You have 30 seconds.
No.
Let me think here.
Why don't you think for a second?
Oh, no. Cyprus is a C.
Oh.
That's a C.
No.
Sri Lanka? No. Is that a city?
Sri Lanka. Nice. Very nice. Well done. My friend Rahal.
Yes!
My friend Rahal is going to be
passed. Is he Sri Lankan?
Sri Lankan.
I don't know. Is it Sri Lankan? Is that
yes, correct. You need 2 more. You're almost there.
Samoa.
Samoa is another one. That's not one that I expected you to guess, but you did it.
That's where the All Blacks are from, I think. No, that's New Zealand.
Nope. Oh.
The New Zealand All Blacks.
Wait, checking the replay. Samoa starts with S. Yep, okay. We got it.
What'd you thought it started with?
S-O. I thought it was S-O.
Oh.
Because I eat S-A? Samoas. Wait.
Oh, Samoas are a type of cookie.
No, but I think it's S-A anyway. Yeah. It's definitely S-A.
Yeah, it might be.
All right, you need one more.
One more?
You can do it.
Oh, I got one.
You got it?
Singapore.
Singapore. Very nice. That's number 10.
Yeah, baby.
You want to know some of the ones you missed?
Sure.
Serbia, St. Lucia, okay. St. Kitts.
Okay.
Not that I would have expected you to get those. Seychelles.
Was that a...
Seychelles?
That's a country?
Seychelles? Seychelles. S-E-Y-C-H-E-L-L-E-S.
Oh, I don't know how to pronounce that, but yeah. Seychelles?
Seychelles?
I don't know.
And what's another one? South Africa? South Africa.
I probably should have got that one.
South Sudan. Mm-hmm. Sudan. And Switzerland.
Switzerland.
You left Switzerland out.
Yeah, I left them out. I'm sorry.
They're a great country.
Sorry to all the chocolate and the yodelers. And the cheese.
Left them out.
And the cheese. And
nice,
the cheese.
Nice.
All right, we're still sticking international. I want to bring it back to the U.S. So we talked about something last podcast or 2 podcasts ago, whenever it was, about how Americans are weird for doing certain things. I want to talk about
okay.
that again.
Okay, let's do it.
Are Americans weird for doing these things?
Probably.
Is it weird that we get free refills?
I don't think that's weird at all.
You know, some countries make you pay for every single refill you get.
If it has ice, you deserve a free refill.
Yeah, is that the rule?
That's the rule. Yeah, if you go to like a diner and you get juice, you have to pay for the refill.
Oh, yeah.
But if it has ice, normally it's a soda, it's a carbonated beverage. Coffee, you got to pay for the coffee.
I wonder if they have the soda machines in other countries then.
I don't know. I've never been.
That's just free refill.
Never
central.
Been anywhere. Never well, been.
Tell me when you go to Spain. I've never really looked at that.
I'll see.
That would suck to pay for your refills all the time. What about the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag?
Is it weird that we do that every morning in school?
No.
I don't think it's weird either.
No, I don't think it is. Other countries don't do stuff like that.
I don't think so.
They don't
so,
have
no.
like a little...
Like a national...
It's almost like a prayer.
It is like a prayer. It's like when we used to go to CCD, we had to say prayers. It's like that. Because it's not the national anthem before a sporting event.
No.
Every country does that with their own...
It would be weird if we sang the national anthem every morning in school.
That would be way too long,
but
too.
We're catering the young ones to respect their country.
I agree. Respect the flag.
My favorite.
Give respect.
My teacher in high school used to say every morning when they would announce, like, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. And he used to go, everybody up.
Oh, what teacher?
Mr. Hunt.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mr. Weber.
No. Everybody up.
What about big cups of coffee? Apparently we have bigger cups here for coffee.
Relax. Can we relax?
I'm relaxed.
Yeah, I think it's normal. That's fine.
I think it's fine, too.
I think America has a caffeine addiction.
Same thing with big cups for soda, too, though. I think all the portion sizes are bigger in America of all food and drinks.
And that's completely valid and fair. We overconsume everything, probably.
You got to be 200 to do something.
But it's okay.
You got to be 200 to do something.
What does that mean?
That's a slogan.
What does that even mean?
You got to be fat.
Over 200 pounds?
Yeah.
What is that? Who said that?
My friend Ben.
That's what?
I don't think it's weird though to have over. I mean, we should probably have less fast food.
I mean, soda, yes. Like, you shouldn't have that much soda. It doesn't make any sense. But coffee, like, if you're going to drink two small cups versus one large cup, I think it's the same thing.
I guess you're right.
Interesting. Great. I'm going to take a segment you did from the last podcast.
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
we're
going to
repeat the segment and we're going to run it back. Oh, I can't wait for this one. How many of these animals would it take to kill you?
Oh, baby.
House flies.
Oh, probably a ton. That's what they sound like. I'm trying to think numbers-wise here. If there's like 100,000 flies, I just don't know how many flies that really is. 100,000.
100,000?
Yeah.
Apparently 1,500. Because I think if they start getting in your throat and stuff,
oh yeah, true.
It really disrupts something.
100,000 is a lot more than I thought at first.
And they're just flying around and they're just going, yeah, 100,000.
And they just go,
yeah. And they take you
out. Become a fly.
Yes, you can become a fly.
It's like a movie.
It is a movie.
The Fly?
It's called Fly, yeah. Oh. The Fly.
Interesting.
Do you know who stars?
Nicolas Cage.
No. Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
He turns into a fly. What about worms?
Now, I would think it's the same tactic to kill me. Like the worms would get inside of me, I think.
You think so?
Yeah. So I'm going to go less, though. What was that? What was the fly one?
1,500.
I'm going to say 1,000. 1,000 worms.
3 million worms.
What?
3 million. Yeah, I guess just suffocate. Yeah. I think you could get away from them easier.
I thought worms, like, if you cut them in half, they don't die. So then there'd be two worms.
Now we're talking.
If I stomp them out, they're not going to die right away.
Yeah, but I don't think they're chasing you down at the same speed as a fly.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What I mean?
It would take a little while for a worm to get me.
With 3 million worms.
Yeah.
You're just in a
room
of worms.
It's tough life. It's tough life there.
What about spiders? We're really on the insect
This trail. One has to be the least. This one has to be the least of the three, I think.
Spiders! Spiders! Spiders!
That sounded like Patrick.
It did. I have a really good Patrick impression.
Yeah.
Do it.
I can't do that one.
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
That was pretty good.
And then, wait, there's another one. What's the other one?
No, this is Patrick.
No,
this is Patrick.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at it.
There's one that I said the other day. That one was perfect.
400 spiders. 500 spiders.
500?
500 would take me down.
10,000. 10,000 spiders.
How big are the spiders? Are they tarantulas?
I have no idea.
The tarantulas.
I didn't run the study.
Well, you should have. All right. I'm going to talk about dreaming because... I don't know. We really just go all over the place on this podcast, don't we?
We do. It's all over the place.
That's the beauty of it, right? Which of these dreams is more common based on stats?
Okay.
Escaping prison or a scary clown?
Escaping prison or a scary clown?
Yeah, that's what I said.
In a dream?
In a dream. Well, clown. At that point, it might be a nightmare.
I think clowns are more common. People are more fearful
of clowns than prison?
Yes.
I disagree.
I totally.
You think people are more scared of a clown than being put in prison?
I'm not scared of a clown. I'm more scared of prison. But for the general public, people are afraid of clowns. It's a
big fear.
I think
they're more afraid of... That's crazy.
If you're going to dream about something, people are going to dream about clowns, which is something they're more fearful of.
You're correct. Scary clown is 1 in 14. Escaping prison... Escaping prison is 1 in 37 probability.
So why are you saying to me like it's
because
crazy?
Because I'm just saying people should be more... I'm sure that if you gave someone an option to be in front of a clown or in prison, they would take in front of a clown.
But it's not the question being asked. This I know, is what they dream about.
About now,
no, I was talking about...
Dreaming.
Yes.
But I was talking about a fear.
Yeah. Whatever.
What do you mean?
Moving on.
Hair loss?
Why do you always do this?
Because it's on every single list.
It's on every
and
list.
It's funny. Why not put it
I'm
in?
Just like, oh, forget it.
Hair loss or being naked? What do people dream about more?
Hair loss.
You think?
Yes.
You dream about it
I've
often?
Never dreamt about it in
you
my
might
life.
Tonight.
You're so mean to me.
No, I'm not. It's I don't even make these up. They're on the internet.
You're just so.
When I go to the website, it's staring me in the face.
How likely is it to get punched in the face? How likely is it to bald? What's more scary, beards or balding?
You just continue to attack me. What did you say? You're incorrect. Hair loss is 1 in 46 probability. Being naked is 1 in 9.
Yeah, being naked's embarrassing.
Being a vampire or being a superhero?
Being a superhero, for sure.
You think?
Yeah, vampires. Vampires
you kind of look like a vampire with your teeth. Not a bad thing.
Yeah, you just continue to attack my appearance.
I'm not attacking. I'm just
going to do this podcast from be underneath this desk next time.
Superhero.
Superhero.
You're correct. Superhero is 1 in 24. Being a vampire is 1 in 32.
Killing me.
Your teeth falling out or dating a celebrity crush?
What people dream about more.
I think we did a top five list.
About
teeth falling out.
I'm going to go teeth falling out. I think it's one of the most common.
I just give you the answer.
It's maybe you did. It's one of the most common nightmares based off a video we've done.
Well, or a dream.
Or dream.
If you didn't like your teeth. you're correct. It's a 1 in 5 probability, and dating a celebrity crush is 1 in 14. So both pretty common.
Okay.
Being rich or the world ending?
The world ending is really dark.
Yeah.
I think so people... What?
Go on.
What?
Never mind.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, so is your teeth falling out.
Oh, I thought you were going to make a joke about me.
No.
I'm going to say the world ending is less common. So
than
let's
being
go
rich?
Yeah, being rich. Yeah, people dream about being money and...
Being money.
Being money.
Having money, that
having
is.
Having money.
You're incorrect. Wait, what did you say?
I said having money.
You're correct. Being rich is 1 in 23. World ending is 1 in 27. So pretty close.
Okay.
Again, what about flying or communicating with the dead?
Oh, communicating with the dead in a dream?
Yeah. You think that's like sometimes like real?
I don't know.
If like George Washington comes up to you.
I've never dreamed
about
that.
Sends you a message.
Oh, well, people like say like he came to me in a dream and told me.
Yeah, so that might be one of these.
No, I'm going with the other one.
Flying. You're correct. Flying is 1 in 27. Communicating with the dead is 1 in 48.
Superman. All right, I got two more things. One's just a little rant or realization, but I got another statistics thing. We're big on stats in this podcast, the Stats Podcast. Which of these can more humans do based on stats? So capabilities, abilities of things.
Okay.
Make a clover leaf with their tongue or sneeze with their eyes open. Can you do it?
I used to be able to. Can you do it? Oh, yeah, you can do it. Or sneeze with their eyes open.
I don't think the clover leaf with the tongue is accurate because two of us here are doing it.
Yeah, I think it's... Well, then you're throwing me the wrong way.
I don't know. What am I saying?
I'm going to go clover leaf with the mouth.
Achoo!
Oh, Jesus. Dude, the sneezing with the mouth. It's been a myth that your eyes would pop out.
I think so, yeah.
But I don't think it happens, actually.
So what are you... What's more...
I'm going to say the clover leaf is more common.
The sneezing with your eyes open is more common. It's 1 in 101. Clover leaf is 1 in 120.
I'm going to try to do it. Not right now. I can't sneeze right now, but I can't sneeze on command. But next time I have to sneeze.
Take a video.
I'm going to try. I got to go quick.
To be able to twerk or sleep with your eyes open?
Oh, twerking is more common. You could do it. You're very good at it.
What, twerking?
Yeah.
You think I can twerk?
I've seen you twerk.
No, I just move my head. I bob my head up and down. I don't actually twerk. No. It's...
Oh, that's like just vibrating.
It is vibrating.
I'm going to say, you know what? Twerking, you know, we don't give enough credit to the twerkers out there because it's very challenging and a lot of people try to do it, but they can't really twerk.
Yeah, they're just...
So I'm going to say the sleeping with your eyes open is more common.
You would be correct. Sleeping with your eyes open is 1 in 6. Twerking is 1 in 13.
Shout out to... Who twerks out there? Ice Spice.
Ice Spice. Does shout out Ice Spice. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Shout out to you, Ice Spice, if you see this video.
Break watermelons with their head.
I think I could realistically do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Or run a marathon.
Watermelon's more common.
You think so?
Marathons are pretty challenging. Like, I don't think I... Right now, I don't think I could run a marathon on command.
I don't think so. Maybe at a really slow pace.
I think a half marathon I could do right now. I think you could do a half marathon too.
Maybe. Run a marathon is more likely. It's one in 558.
Mm-hmm.
And break watermelons with their head is one in 2,000. So you think you could
I feel
do
like we
it?
Could. I feel like you could do it too.
No, dude.
If you go full force and it's on a table and you go, boom!
I think like concussion.
And watermelon
and
break.
And watermelon break. Okay.
I'm willing to risk that.
That's awesome. All right, last one, right?
Yeah.
I'm closing out the pod. Yeah, I love closing out the pod. This is just something personally that I notice. If it's clippable, it's clippable. If it's not, it is. It's fine. Have you ever noticed this?
I don't know.
When guys post girls on Instagram, the post does exponentially better. When girls post guys, the post does way worse.
Oh, 100%.
It's like night and day.
I agree. And I have a theory. I'm sure you do too.
What's your theory?
Do you have a theory why?
This is open-ended.
Oh, I have a theory why. Because so the guy's post does better, the girl's post does worse, right? Yeah. Because I think that guys and girls are two different creatures. And I think that girls follow the guys. And when they see him with another girl, they're like, oh, I'm so proud of him. Like, this is
like,
awesome.
Good for him.
Guys follow girls. And when they see a girl with a guy, they're like, oh, game over for me.
Yeah. And it does worse than the girl just posting like a solo pic or a picture with her friends or
and
something.
Even if a girl thought that way about the guy, they were like, well, it's over for me. I think they would still like it out of spite.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to get in their heads right now.
It's really tough.
But I think that was a pretty good analogy.
I think so too. I think girls are more happy for guys who are in relationship.
And guys are just don't care.
Yeah. And guys see it and they're like, oh, like they just scroll past it, yeah. I guess. I'm happy for my friends when they're in a relationship.
Yeah,
if I see a post with random people, I'm like, eh, you know what?
I don't like anyone's pictures unless they're like my good friend.
That's the other thing is I think girls like, and I think this is true for our channel.
Yeah.
I think girls like more posts than guys do. I watch my girlfriend scroll through TikTok.
Yeah.
She likes like every video that she like even marginally watches.
Oh, yeah. I don't like anything.
I don't like anything. I just scroll through unless I want to save it.
Which is bad. You guys should like our videos.
Yeah. You guys should be liking
these
videos.
Yeah. What are we doing out here?
Really? Leave a comment. Guys, we need more support.
Yeah. It's our livelihood on the line.
But I noticed that because like if I post a picture with my girlfriend, it's the best post that I've posted in the last whatever amount of posts. And I post a picture with you and it just doesn't do as well.
Well, now it does because it's a collab post.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's very true. Very true. People are excited. People are happy.
That's podcast 71 in the books.
Podcast 71, that is a wrap. 55 minutes. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're up in the quality here.
Well, with the edits down, it's probably going to come to like 48 or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
We do what we can. Was that the Kool-Aid man?
Yep.
All right. That's a wrap.